Mitchell, and I'm at the Holmes Theater, and joining me I have the Torn Roses and their road manager, Mr. Jack. And Mr. Jack, why don't you take it away and introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go around the room and have the girls introduce themselves.
Great, yeah, thank you for having us. I've been a guitar instructor, and these four young ladies are part of my instruction. I mean, I teach these gals how to play guitar, music. They're songwriters. All of them have attempted and done some things with songwriting. Some of them have written many songs. They performed together. They performed singularly. Is that the right word? But we have a good time, and I like to keep them together doing things. We have projects they're working on. So the Torn Roses, how did we come up with that name, ladies?
You came up with it on your own.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. I just wanted you to remember that. Yeah. We were looking for a name, and I don't even know how I came up with the Torn Roses, but they all have... We got these little decals of roses, and I had them tear them, and I've got them on their guitars, and it's just kind of a fun thing we do together.
So. Great. So we'll start, go around the room, and just say your name, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Taylor Tucker. I play mainly acoustic guitar, but I do have an electric. I like to sing a lot.
Okay.
I'm Martin Rose. I've been playing guitar since I was 8 or 9, and I'm in 7th grade now. And I play acoustic guitar, and I really like to sing.
I'm Taylor Duvall. I just started about a year ago on the acoustic guitar.
I'm Elise Lakin, and I've been doing guitar since 3rd grade, and I mainly do acoustic now. Yeah.
And so how long have you been together as the Torn Roses?
Since last summer.
Last summer. And we've had some gigs. We were talking a little bit beforehand. We've had a few gigs.
This last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went down to Ice Kraken Lodge and we played there.
Oh, yeah. You had your own very own gig that night. That was good.
And we were joking around a little bit beforehand about Tech Riders and hitting it big. And I understand that it's Peach Snapple is the one thing that you require to play, correct?
Yes.
I have a feeling that might grow maybe as if you become a little bit more well-known and popular. Usually those Tech Riders start growing as you get more popular.
And actually these gals, most of them have all written songs too. So they're all songwriters and very good songwriters, if I may add.
Great, and we actually have some of that music that the listeners will be able to enjoy that we'll be playing here shortly. What brought you together? Why come together as a group of four instead of just trying to, you know, go out on your own and play a gig on your own or do more work on your own?
Because Hutch told us to.
Hutch brought us together for the street fair.
Mr. Jack.
So Mr. Jack suggested you get together. And
they have done some solo things, too. We've done... I know Taylor Tucker and I did a gig this, is that this summer?
Yeah.
We had like 3 people. It was a benefit dance, and we were supposed to have hundreds of people there, and they put the benefit for the music in a whole different room. So yeah. Taylor and I are in this one room, and there's like 6 people in there at a time. But we did good.
It's all about experience, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Getting comfortable, yeah.
And Maren's done gigs on her own that I know of.
We also did one at the mall. Me and you.
Who's you?
Me and Mr. Jack.
So what do you girls like about music? Why do you like this? What's TNT, Taylor Tucker, go first. What do you like about music?
You don't always know what's going to happen next. There's always different types of music you could choose from. It's never the same. And I like... There's different melodies that I like, and guitar, you know, guitar.
Do you guys like to perform?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a unanimous yeah. Good.
So what about songwriting? Because you've all written some songs, you told me, too. What about songwriting do you like? Is it a way to express yourself, or is it just the challenge of getting lyrics that sound good together, or what about that aspect do you enjoy?
Both, really.
Yeah, for me, like, for some people, music is, like, an escape sometimes, but I don't know, when you put songwriting into it, it's, like, it's just a better way to make it expressive instead of just something that you enjoy.
If I didn't know better, I would have thought from some of the songs I've heard these gals write that they all have about, they've had, like, multiple boyfriends and things like that, and their love lives are like Taylor Swift's. They're just they just like die Taylor out, Swift. And it's just I don't know where all these things come from. But they write some pretty good songs, I have to say that.
But in fact, ladies, you're how old?
13,
12, 12
and
13. 13. Yeah, well, that's you're very worldly then, right? You're in touch with those feelings. Who are your inspirations? Like, who do you see on TV, or who, if somebody was coming to town, who would you have to go see perform?
Hunter Hayes.
Hunter, that was quick.
Taylor Swift, probably.
Yeah, Taylor Swift for me, too. She writes a lot of different songs, and it's all different. She has some pop country.
Yeah.
Pop country. Yeah, I think I'd have to agree. I don't know why. My favorite artists change all the time, because I'm always hearing about new people and stuff. So.
I like a lot of different artists and songs.
Is there a certain style? Is it more country?
Not
pop,
for me.
Pop and country.
I like country.
Very diverse group.
So how do you approach new music then? When you're, because you take guitar lessons from Mr. Jack, correct? Mm-hmm. So when you want to do a new song or you want to go in a new direction, how does that work? Do you say something to him? Do you bring something? Does he give you suggestions?
A little bit of both. We usually, like, if we hear a new song on the radio or something, we'll just ask him and we'll figure out the chords. And
I've learned that I can, teaching students, one of my approaches to teaching them is to teach them from songs that they like. I found out that people practice a lot more if they're practicing something they want to learn. And so these gals bring things to me. And I've got guys, students as well. I have a lot of students, but these gals we're talking about right now, they bring stuff to me and say, hey, Hutch, let's check this song out, and we figured out the chords. Every song has a different chord patterns, different riffs, different melodies, different rhythms, different things, so you can learn from all these songs. Keeps me up to date on things.
Is it pretty easy to learn new music because they're all a similar style?
They're all different, and that's what makes it a challenge, and for me as well as an instructor, I have to go outside of my box a lot of times to dig in and find out, okay, what is this artist doing? And then I instruct them as well.
Yep.
What else, ladies?
So what are the hopes? Are we hoping to continue to grow and do more gigs, or is it just kind of something that's fun and you're playing around with it a little bit? Do you hope to reach Taylor Swift status someday? Or
I
think we're... Sorry.
I want to, like, do a lot more gigs in front of people, get us more known.
Martin, what were you going
to
say?
I think that it's really fun to be in a group with them, and I think that we're definitely looking for more opportunities and stuff.
Take a little break, and maybe we'll get the guitars out and jam for a few minutes, and for our listeners to get a little taste of the Torn Roses.
But I wouldn't even call it close to chic, with a spray tan that's too strong, and clothes that they just don't run. She considers them as cute, but I call them bikinis 10 sizes too small, 'cause she's a player. Can't you see it in her eyes? Just a go-oh. The coins of the coins of the coins in your piggy bank. The coins, the coins, the coins in your piggy bank. The coins, the coins, the coins in your piggy bank. The coins, the coins, the coins in piggy bank. The coins, the coins, the coins in your piggy bank. The coins, the coins, the coins in your piggy bank. The coins, the coins, the coins in your piggy bank. That's not why I love you. Direction, the nerd, the nap, don't want coins and the coins and the coins and your piggyback the coins and coins the coins and your piggyback the coins and coins and the coins and your piggyback the coins and coins the coins and your piggyback the coins and coins the coins and your piggyback the coins and coins the coins and your piggyback the coins and coins and the coins and your piggyback. That's not why I love you.
We are back with the Torn Roses.
Do we have any website or how, if I had an event and I wanted the Torn Roses to come and play, how would I go about getting a hold of you?
Oh, they should call me, Mr. Jack, at 218-791-1243.
There you go.
And we'll get them booked for you.
All right, we're going to leave you with some more music from the Torn Roses. And don't forget, listening audience, that we have Tracy Lawrence coming up on January 16th at the Holmes Theater, and you can call the box office at 844-7469 for tickets.
For this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.